What is Stepwell Theater Company? We're over 40 years old. We started as a small, as like one of the original small storefront theaters in the city up in Highland Park, you know, in a fabled church basement, started by a bunch of recent college grads that wanted to do theater on their terms as a rebellion against the formal theater of the day.
Steppenwolf Theater Company performs what they call hyper-realistic shows. They specialize in tangible and familiar sets and bring stories of everyday people to the stage, but they also say they're trying to do better by their audiences.
We're historically very straight white company, which is something we're doing our best right now to both acknowledge and then reconcile an acknowledgement that, you know, the world we live in and the world that we want to live in is made up of a much more diverse group than that. And so over the last few years, you know, under artistic and executive leadership, we're trying to really diversify the storytellers that we're championing, the actors on our stages, and also the audiences that are coming out.
Steppenwolf strives to create an environment where all audiences can enjoy themselves.
The basic mission for my department is to help everyone coming in feel safe, relaxed, and invited. And that doesn't matter where you're coming from or who you are. If you're coming into our door, we want you to have that experience that you are physically and emotionally and intellectually safe. Not comfortable, but safe.
Evan Hatfield, the director of audience experience, says the theater is now making the effort to make shows accessible to more than just traditional theater audiences.
We've been focusing very intently on our accessibility services for people with disabilities for about the last 9 years at this point, and have created and are sustaining a very robust program. We have a very solid foundation that we're operating on right now, but we're starting to dig into wanting to serve more diverse communities within the disability community.
The theater uses captions, pre-show tours, sensory-friendly nights, and a variety of other methods to cater to the diverse world of theatergoers. But why?
Why is it important to bring this to a more diverse community? I think that there are... Sorry, I get a, that question gets me sometimes. The world that we live in right now, we're pretty steadily seeing examples of people not considering the experiences of anyone else, especially people who are in positions of privilege, who have the most responsibility to take care of people on the outside and bring them in. Being who we are in the world, it's our responsibility to make sure that we're accessible to everyone. And when I say accessible in this context, it's not the capital A accessibility in the context of disability. This is lowercase general accessibility for everyone. How do we make it possible for everyone to be here?
During the upcoming production of The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, Steppenwolf will be offering a special performance for those who may be sensitive to certain sensory experiences.
So what a relaxed performance does is it acknowledges there are various ways that people inhabit a space in the world, and there are various ways that people respond, and there are various ways that people receive information. We place no judgment on any of them. All are okay.
Hatfield says Steppenwolf isn't doing this alone. The theater community in Chicago has worked together to make performances accessible to all audiences.
I just really need to acknowledge we're not the only ones doing this. We're strong because there are a lot of arts organizations in town that are also doing this work. I got to go to my friends and colleagues at these other theaters and say, "Can you teach us?" And they lifted us up. And, you know, just a massive shout to the Chicago theater community that's really doing this work together.